I'm Jacqueline Chanda, and I'm the president of the Kansas City Art Institute.
And I am Wilbur Niewald, painter and professor emeritus of the Kansas City Art Institute.
You have had a long association with the Kansas City Art Institute. How would you say the Kansas City Art Institute has changed over the years that you've been connected with it?
As you said, I do have a long history there. I've been associated with the Kansas City Art Institute for 76 years. And in answer to your question, I've seen it change, but not as much as you would imagine. It's always been like an oasis in the best sense of the word. In the earliest years, they didn't even have liberal arts courses. And most people coming to that school do come knowing that they are artists or want to be an artist of some sort.
One of the things I found really interesting is the devotion and the focus of the students. And they are in their studios until midnight, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And
when
it comes to midterm time, the students who would come as they were passing, they'd see me and I'd say, "How's it going?" And they'd say, "Well, you know, it's midterm, so I'm going to have to pull a couple of all-nighters, you know."
Yeah.
And so the spirit is still very much there.
That's
and
good.
We try to maintain that, even though we certainly have grown from 50 to 768 students.
That's right.
So it really has been some change. But going on to another subject, over the course of your career, you've gone from painting from observation to a period of abstraction and back to realism. How did it evolve this way and why did it evolve this way?
Yeah. I didn't come from a sophisticated background, but I always knew that I was an artist. In the earliest stages, it was pretty much observation, and a lot of the early painting was in watercolor as well as oil. And then I had an instructor, Vincent Campanella. He's from New York, and I was working on my master's, and he gave to me the idea of what art is. His influence was in an abstraction, and particularly of a simplification of palette. All of these things also were in my own mind.
Right.
But then I took a trip to Mexico in 1951. And this was really to find my own ideas.
Yeah.
And I came back, and the Art Institute had an exhibition from the Museum of Modern Art called The City. There was a Mondrian, the facade, a charcoal drawing.
This
is
the
early period of Mondrian.
Yeah.
The vertical horizontal relationship,
right.
Straight line,
right.
All of that. But what I found, in contrast to Mondrian, that I could never leave the illusion of space in painting. All my painting has always had the beginning in reality, that is, in some observation of nature, nature being all that we see. So then I would come in the studio and work from that, but that was just the beginning.
The
and then it
right.
became the painting.
Right.
Until another trip to Mexico, this is 1970, when I would do a drawing or a watercolor of the market scene. So then I would work those, and I was happy. But when I came back, I said, why am I working indirectly? Why don't I just look outside and paint what I see? And it was the most liberating experience of my life. That was the reason to paint, the response to nature. And that's where I am today, now 40 years later.
So what are we going to see in terms of studying nature in your upcoming exhibition, the studio portraits at the Kimper Museum of Contemporary Art? What can we anticipate?
Barbara O'Brien thought that people knew my landscapes and still lifes more, but maybe to concentrate just on portraits. But I want to say that I never think of myself as a portrait painter or still life painter or a landscape painter. And for me, all of it is the same. All painting, in one sense, from observation, is still life. In other words, you don't paint something that moves. So painting an apple or painting a head are equally difficult. The difference is that when you paint a portrait, the slightest nuance, a little change, you can pick up right away, or others will pick it up. I had a very nice subject that I lived with, my wife, and she was so good and has always been. Even though she's not crazy about sitting, She's been a very good model, and I've done a number of paintings of her.
Do the portraits show an evolution in the style?
Well, what evolved is the paintings became more naturalistic, I would say, mm-hmm. or more complex. There are 14 paintings, and the earliest painting is of my daughter. And when I look at them now, over a period of almost 40 years, the idea is basically the same. I never really did anything that I considered narrative. So the evolution is just experience, I guess, to hopefully seeing a little more clearly. That's where I am.
Well, thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline.
Wilbur Niewald, the studio portrait, is on view at Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art through June 17th. Admission is free.